So the purpose of these questions that we reflect on is to help us get past the superficial thinking process to what we really feel, what's really going on in our minds. And if you reflect on your life, what you may notice is that often you think you would like something. You know, your thinking mind says, oh, that would be great. But when you actually get in touch with your feelings, you might find there's something quite different going on there. And the reason a lot of people experience confusion in their lives is that they don't make that connection. They live purely in terms of that rational, intellectual, logical, analytical part of the mind that tries to work everything out at that level. And due to the way we're educated and the culture we live in, we attach a great deal of value to those externally focused criteria like intellect, logic, and so on. And that is quite okay in the area of technology or whatever it is in the outer world. But when it comes to our humanity and our internal environment, those criteria very often let us down. And therefore it's much more important to learn to get in touch with that deeper level of feeling that is always present. And it's not the feeling of emotionality. It's a deeper level of intelligence in your own mind that is more to do with the heart. The part of you that is just as present as the thinking part, but is working in a different way, slightly different dimension. And as I was saying last night, our compassion training concerns that deeper area, that deeper layer of the mind. And this is why I invited you to reflect on the question, do I really want to be compassionate? Now, when you first hear that question, it might sound as though the answer is obvious. Yes? But what did your reflecting reveal for you? Might I inquire?
Total resistance.
Could you get the feeling that went with the resistance?
Fear.
Anything more?
Total unworthiness.
Good. It's great to get in touch with that, isn't it?
I've had a glorious day of total resistance.
Fantastic. And how are you feeling now?
Good.
Great. Resisting and unworthy. Good. Were you surprised?
Not really. Okay. But the experience of it, I knew I could intellectually understand that I had always thought I was unworthy, but now I'm feeling it.
Excellent. Good. How's about the rest of you?
Pretty similar. Dread.
Dread?
Dread.
Yes. Could you see why dread?
Yes, I could see it. It was like, oh dear, I've got to get in touch with those feelings.
Okay.
Why do I keep forgetting that this is what your retreats are about?
Oh dear me.
I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable. uncomfortable, because I had the feeling it's kind of actually it is an attachment to the feeling of compassion, because it feels nice.
Okay, good.
So that's what comes up.
Yeah. I want to feel nice.
Yes, I think that. I think there's this. I think that's the motivation there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
and nice, and yeah. And there's also like there is a sense of spaciousness when you can touch.
Yeah.
More genuine compassion. Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? I mean, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Good.
I have a wish to be compassionate, but also immediately what comes up is that it could never be enough.
Aha.
And the question itself sounds like you're either compassionate or you're not compassionate.
Mm. All right.
And so that brings that whole area of what you once called poverty sort of thinking. Immediately, when I have a moment when I feel more compassionate, I immediately become aware of my limits.
Excellent.
That I can't sort of go further.
Uh-huh.
And then I draw back.
Excellent. Could you see why you draw back?
Well, I think I'm a bit confused about compassion, really.
Right.
Because is it the same as sort of unconditional loving? And when is the compassionate action compassionate and when isn't it? It's quite a
excellent
set of questions.
Yes. So we'll look at definitions and things tomorrow, but is it possible that your mind was making some kind of a perfectionist scenario, saying that if you're going to try and be compassionate, you've really got to do it properly, otherwise you're a failure?
Not as much as a failure, but it just makes me feel very mean.
All right. Mean as
the Buddhist idea of compassion as one of the immeasurables. I like that idea. As if somehow there isn't a lot or a little, there just is compassion. And I think that's an amazing feeling to kind of touch in yourself, but it happens once in a while.
So it seems a bit too big for you.
Yeah, in a way.
Right. It's also a big word, isn't it?
It's very situational, depending on what it is. It is conditioned. It's conditional.
Uh-huh.
It's not generalized.
Okay.
But certainly there is feeling of compassion in certain situations, but it's not there all the time or generally.
Okay, so if the conditions are favourable, I can be compassionate.
No, not necessarily favourable. I mean, they stir it. It actually happens.
Okay, so it's a spontaneous arising under certain circumstances.
Under certain circumstances, yes.
But does that answer your question, do I really want to be compassionate?
Mm-mm. I just am compassionate whether I want to be or not under those certain circumstances.
Good. And other times?
No.
Don't want to be?
It's not automatic.
Good, yeah, well, the question really is, do I want to be? And this is challenging ourselves.
I would want to be, yes.
Intellectually, yes.
Intellectually.
At a deep level, though, that's what we're trying to get to.
I don't know if I can be that at a deep level all the time.
Good. What feeling did you get when you asked the question?
Feeling? It's strange. I immediately went to my head.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. That then shows why this process is valuable, huh?
Yes.